Tri-County Contracting, worry-free roofing, siding, and windows. To sign up for a free estimate, get info on their worry-free roof tune-up or their free yearly roof inspections, or to get an instant roof quote, visit them online at tricountycontractingwi.com.
.847 on Wisconsin's Morning News. Running up against it here on a Friday morning. Got to get to this. Every week we talk about various things that might make their way into the rundown for the show. Some of them don't. So we asked Greg Pancake Hill to whip up a little something with the leftovers in a segment we call the Pancake Breakfast Special.
What about breakfast?
We've already had it.
We've had one, yes. What about second breakfast?
All right, I'm about to say a lot of words that don't sound like they can be said on the radio, but I assure you they can be said on the radio.
Okay.
Vince, what do you typically say?
You're the police of that.
Typically. So now, earlier this week was the 2024 Conquer Championship. Now, before I hit the dump button, I'll throw it out to the group. Does anyone know what a conquer is?
C-O-N-K-E-R. Okay.
No, nope. Oh,
is that a shell, a fish?
Ah, close with the shell. It's a tree nut. And what it is, a conker is a sport. It's a game that's been played, maybe not a sport. It's a game that's been played for centuries. What you do, you put these, what they're called conker nuts, easy now, which come from the horse chestnut trees. They are called conkers. You drill through them and then you thread a boot string through them. You have one, your opponent has another. The goal is to smash your conker nut against the others in an effort to break your opponent's conker. You each take turns. Whoever's conker smashes first loses.
Do you get to wear, like, hockey gloves or something?
No, they, like, dangle, so you have to, there's really no impeding on the, I suppose it could get a little dicey with the knuckles.
Yeah.
Competition gets even more fierce. Earlier this week, a champion was crowned in the town of Southwick, just a small town in central England. Of course, this is an overseas game. A champion was crowned, but of course, y'all, we got controversy.
That's nuts.
Indeed. But BBC has the report, and you cannot laugh. No laughing on the BBC report.
King Conker, otherwise known as 82-year-old David Jenkins, is being investigated after finally winning the title on his 46th attempt. It turns out there was something unusual in his pocket.
Okay, take it easy.
You said we couldn't laugh.
As you thought, that was good. What makes this story even better is the great job of reporting it as they toss to the BBC reporter.
The world of Conkers has gone bonkers.
Okay.
There you go.
Right, it most certainly has.
Yes. Love it. Trust me, this is just the beginning.
The world of Conkers has gone bonkers with allegations of cheating at the highest level.
No.
The controversy is focused on this man, King Conker, also known as 82-year-old David Jenkins. He's accused of using a conker made of steel and obliterating his opponent's nuts with one hit.
Mm.
No.
You said we couldn't laugh.
Nope.
No.
Not laughing.
So you just slaughtered in controversy this whole competition. This steel conker was used to easily beat the other opponents, right? Well, sure enough, there is video evidence now that is going around and it is currently under investigation.
This is the phone footage the committee has been examining. Mr. Jenkins in the green appears to put one conker in his pocket, then takes out another from a different pocket and throws it into the crowd. Could the one still in his pocket be made of steel?
Okay, so we all caught up.
Okay, yes.
The guy used in this competition allegedly used a steel conker, which, again, obliterated his opponent's nuts. The King Conker has competed in this competition for over 40 years, finally won the entire thing, but he was accused of this violation. Now, King Conker, of course, has denied the allegations. This is taking the UK by storm. There were so many British media reports that I had to comb through, but this one was my favorite. Now, we take pride in being impartial in the news that we deliver, right? Listen to this reporter from Sky News. Pay attention to how she ends her report here.
David Jenkins won the men's title in the World Conker Championships in Northamptonshire on Sunday. There he is. But afterwards, organizers say a steel chestnut was found in his pocket. He's denied using it in the tournament, saying he only had it with him for humor value.
Humor.
Did you catch the end there? Only had it for humor value, and she really can't hide her true feelings behind it.
Tournament, saying he only had it with him for humor value.
Not buying it.
No.
Doesn't seem to be the case yet.
So we're still under investigation. Now, what's important to note is
that
King Conker still has his crown, again, 40 years after trying. This is an 82-year-old man, you guys.
Is this your king?
For real. He just won right now. Lathered in controversy, and the investigation is still going on almost after a week. However, it looks like the king, King Conker, that is, will keep his crown this year. However, is it a crown of gold? Is it a crown of steel? Or is it just a bunch of nuts?
And obliterating his opponent's nuts with one hit.